The Supreme Court issues the decision in Obamacare.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
According to SCOTUS blog, I haven't seen the opinion. They're reporting that the individual mandate survives as a tax. So it may have been struck down under the Commerce Clause power, but spared under the taxing power.
Look, we can have a legitimate debate about whether or not we're going to have an individual mandate or not. But
you reject that it's a tax.
I absolutely reject that notion.
The entire Affordable Health Care Act is upheld as constitutional, with the small exception that the federal government's power to terminate the state's Medicaid funds, if they are not spent as the feds command, is reduced.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Probably the most definitive promise you made in the campaign is that no one in the middle class would get a tax increase on your watch. Yet this week, Senator Rockefeller, several other Democrats say that this bill by Senator Baucus is a big middle class tax increase. Do you agree, and does that mean you can't sign it?
Well, I don't agree.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we're taking your call. The decision is out in the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, as it is called. The Supreme Court in a 5-4 vote determined today that it was, in fact, constitutional. Not under the Commerce Clause, which has been the argument, but that the individual mandate was a legitimate tax, and that the authority to put forward the individual mandate constitutes a taxing authority. This is despite the fact that the President of the United States has said this is not a tax, that we were never going to be a tax. So now we've got it basically what could be upwards of a $2,300 tax or $2,100 tax on middle-class families. You heard me right. By 2016, if you don't participate in Obamacare, your family tax is around $2,085 plus a cost of living adjustment, so it'll be closer to $2,100, $2,200, and they did it as a tax. Again, our phone line's open for you at 1-800-684-3110. To say we're disappointed is an understatement. What we are not going to do, let me tell you right now, what we're going to do is give you the straight analysis of exactly what's happened here and what it means. What we're not going to do is speculate on what they were thinking. And the fact is, John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the United States, wrote the opinion. He did not find it on the Commerce Clause. He found it as a taxing authority. I disagree with him. I will say that. I will say it with due respect as an officer of the court. I think Justice Kennedy, Justice Scalia, Justice Thomas, and Justice Alito were absolutely right. There were 4 votes to strike the entire law. And, Jordan, maybe the shock here is everybody thought Justice Kennedy was going to be the key vote here, and it ended up not being the case at all. It was Justice, the Chief Justice.
Not only that, Justice Kennedy was willing to strike down the entire law, and I think it's important to point out, in a 5-4 decision, 4 justices did not just say the mandate should go and the rest of the law stays. They were willing and ready to strike down the whole law, but it was Chief Justice Roberts who joined with the 4 liberal justices of the court who wrote a separate opinion saying that they did think that this was okay under the Commerce Clause power as well, who saved this by redefining it. Even though Congress and the president refused to call this a tax, never used that word, defined it as a tax, and thus said this doesn't even need the Commerce Clause. It doesn't need necessary and proper in the Constitution. It just needs that Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, taxing power of Congress.
You know what's so interesting here in the entire discussion, in the entire 2,300 pages of that bill, and Than Bennett reminded me of this just a moment ago, there's never the word tax used once. Never used the word tax. Our phone lines are open for you. How do you react? What do you think should be done? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A little bit later in the program, we'll be joined by a very good friend of ours, Professor Harry Hutchinson from Belmont University School of Law, also affiliated with the George Mason Law School, an expert on business, law, and tax. And he's going to give you a very quick analysis of why this taxing issue is so bizarre, to say the least. He's going to tell you you're being taxed for something for doing nothing. By doing nothing, you're still paying a tax. Normally, you have a profit, there's a tax. It's not the way it's working. You're asking yourself, is this in the Constitution? Well, you can find out. We're going to send it to you absolutely free. Today's the day I want to give that Constitution out. It's called Foundations of Freedom. We'll send it to you absolutely free. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also get information on this ruling at ACLJ.org. Governor Romney has also addressed the media. We'll play some of that when we come back from the break. But if you want Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. Free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
So the Supreme Court of the United States upholds all of Obamacare except for one portion of the Medicaid provision, which is narrowed. And they do so not under the Commerce Clause. We've all been talking about, does Congress have the authority to do this under the Commerce Clause? Well, a majority of the court, five justices, said no, but five justices also said they could do so under the taxing authority. Now, the President of the United States was asked by George Stephanopoulos in 2009 as the bill was moving forward. The bill was produced by Senator Baucus, remember, whether this was in fact going to be a tax. We played a little bit of this. Would this be a tax? Number 27, let's play it again.
Probably the most definitive promise you made in the campaign is that no one in the middle class would get a tax increase on your watch. Yet this week, Senator Rockefeller, several other Democrats say that this bill by Senator Baucus is a big middle class tax increase. Do you agree, and does that mean you can't sign it?
Well, I don't agree. Look, we can have a legitimate debate about whether or not we're going to have an individual mandate or not. But
you reject that it's a tax increase.
I absolutely reject that notion.
Rejects the notion that it's a tax increase, and that's exactly what it now is. And you're asking yourself, how in the world did this get through as constitutional? They found it under the taxing authority, which is a reason why you want to get our Foundations of Freedom, folks. Get the booklet. 1-877-989-2255. You need a study up on the Constitution. That's 877-989-2255. We're going to go right to the phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Jordan, let's go right to them.
Yeah, a lot of calls, folks. We'll be taking all of them. Folks, let's go right to the calls. Lisa calling in from Colorado on line 3. Lisa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Yes.
My question is, if we weren't looking for it to be under taxes, since it wasn't supposed to be according to the president,
right?
How can they bring it in under taxes?
Well, they found it to be part of the taxing authority, even though it was deemed a penalty, and there was actually an exchange on this at the oral argument of the Supreme Court. Let me play it for you, number 32.
Why didn't Congress call it a tax then? Well, you're telling me they thought of it as a tax, they defended it on the tax power. Why didn't they say it was a tax?
They might have thought, Your Honor, that calling it a penalty as they did would make it more effective in accomplishing its objectives, but it is in the Internal Revenue Code. It is collected by the IRS on April 15th. I don't think this is a situation in which you can say.
So that's the reason they thought it might be more effective if they called it a penalty.
Well, there's nothing that I know of that illuminates that.
General.
Certainly.
Well, there you have it. I mean, that was the argument. By the way, that was by Chief Justice John Roberts, who today determined that, in fact, it was a tax and upheld it as a tax. By the way, Justices Kennedy, Scalia, Alito, and Thomas would have struck the entire law as unconstitutional. Back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, folks. And we're going to try to get as many as we can.
Patrick calling in from Indiana on line 1. Patrick, Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Law is definitely unconstitutional because the judges have made themselves ex post facto legislators. There was no taxation language in the bill.
There was not any taxation language in the bill, and you're right on that front, but it is now the law of the land. Here's what we've got to do. The question you need to be asking everybody, you need to be thinking about is, what do we do next? And what you've got to do next is, elections have consequences. The next president of the United States could repeal Obamacare if it's Mitt Romney. That's what he said he would do. If those that want to keep Obamacare in place are going to vote for the president of the United States, because that's what part of the, what his plan will be, was he got this signature piece of legislation through. It's going to make a very interesting political season. Jordan, what do you think what is the reaction in Washington right now?
Yeah, the reaction is, there's a lot of shock that Chief Justice Roberts ends up being the deciding vote when so much attention was on Justice Kennedy. And the idea was, there was so much more focus on, well, if the mandate goes, does the whole law go or not? The focus was certainly not on Chief Justice Roberts. And if you look at this and kind of play all the discussions we've ever done on Obamacare, the focus was kind of saying, you know what, if they didn't call it a tax, they can't use the Anti-Injunction Act to stop the lawsuit right now. They didn't use that terminology. They were hammered on that. But at the end of the day, Chief Justice Roberts and four of the liberal justices on the court agreed that under the taxing power, it doesn't matter what you call it anymore. Now, what is interesting, Dad, is that I don't think, again, in our history, even though this increases the power of the federal government, any politician's going to be able to get away with some mandate and penalty scheme and then also, like President Obama did, and say it's not a tax. That will no longer happen because the Supreme Court has said you don't have this power under the Commerce Clause. You don't have it under necessary and proper. You only have it if you call it a tax. And listen, if you look at penalties and just change out the word tax, this is when it comes up to the American electorate. And I do want to make it clear for everybody listening now, when the Supreme Court decides something is constitutional, it does not mean that it can't be repealed. And all that would take was a change in Congress and, of course, a change at the White House.
Well, Governor Romney has spoken out on the issue as well already. Let's play. Do we have one of his quotes? Are we have those quotes ready? Let's take a listen to what Governor Romney had to say about the decision today.
I disagree with the Supreme Court's decision, and I agree with the dissent. What the court did not do on its last day in session, I will do on my first day if elected president of the United States. And that is, I will act to repeal Obamacare. Let's make clear that we understand what the court did and did not do. What the court did today was say that Obamacare does not violate the Constitution. What they did not do was say that Obamacare is good law or that it's good policy. Obamacare was bad policy yesterday. It's bad policy today.
All right, so that's Mitt Romney's response to this, Jordan. Let's go right back to the phones. We got a lot of callers coming in.
Yeah, we do. Let's go to Rose calling in from Idaho Online 5. Rose, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. I think this is absolutely unconscionable, and I just want to encourage people to get out and vote in November, and maybe we can even take it a step farther as far as local and national elections and try to get something proposed in Congress.
Well, you know, you're right about – don't ignore – you're absolutely right. Don't ignore the Senate and the House on these situations. It becomes very important, and we think that's something that who's serving in the House and Senate makes a big difference. The House has voted to repeal Obamacare. There's not enough votes in the Senate, so the Senate does matter. All right, Jordan, we're going to try to wrap through as many of these as we can. I do want to bring Harry Hutchinson's comments in, but we'll do that in the next segment of the broadcast. Go ahead, Jordan. Who's next?
Let's go to Patty calling in from Maryland online. To Patty, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Patty.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I pray for you guys every day and listen to you every day.
Thanks.
My daughter, you're what you teach. And first of all, I'd like to say that my brother, John Smathers, died in Iraq so that we can stand here and talk about this.
Well, thank you for your brother's service, and we're so sorry to hear about his loss.
Thank you. And I'd like to say that how can one part, how can the independent clause be constitutional by tax and not by the Commerce Clause, especially when they said publicly, the president said that it wasn't.
I'm going to go right to my Harry Hutchinson interview right now. He answered that exact question. Take a listen. All right, we're getting a lot of calls about what has happened here. There was all this discussion about the Commerce Clause. It ends up being that John Roberts, in his opinion, that is joined by the liberal wing of the Supreme Court of the United States, holds that this is not under the Commerce Clause, but rather a tax. Now, I am fortunate that in our studios right now is Professor Harry Hutchinson from Belmont University School of Law, formerly also associated with, I should say, George Mason Law School, and a good friend of ours. Professor Hutchinson, let me ask you this fundamental question here. The president said when he was being interviewed about this, as the legislation was going forward, this is not a tax. This is not a tax. We've got the soundbite where he says this is not a tax. You do law and economics. Is this a tax?
Chief Justice Roberts obviously sees this as a tax. In essence, what he is saying is you can be taxed for not doing something, which is a radical interpretation, I think, of tax law as I understand
it. So being taxed you're being taxed because you didn't do something.
Precisely.
Normally it's a tax. You made a profit on a piece of property. You bought a car, whatever it might be, a sales tax. Or you think of federal taxes. You think of all kinds of dividend taxes and excise taxes. But this is a tax for doing nothing.
Absolutely. So typically with a tax, the individual who is taxed has received some type of economic or financial return. Here, an individual who is perfectly healthy, who is not a drag on any one else, that individual has to pay this quote-unquote penalty, which has now been classified by the Supreme Court as a tax, just based on the risk that they might increase healthcare costs, let's say.
Yeah, so the reality is, are you surprised that this is the way the decision went?
Absolutely, I'm surprised. Initially, when I read the decision suggested that the individual mandate was unconstitutional within the meaning of the Commerce Clause.
Which is what everybody was focusing on.
Absolutely.
And John Roberts says no Commerce Clause authority here.
But then the United States Supreme Court used what I would call postmodern reasoning to reclassify the so-called shared responsibility penalty,
right,
not as a quote-unquote mandate, but as a tax, which now is applicable to every single individual in the United States without insurance.
Which means we have a tax on the middle class.
Absolutely. And certainly that is contrary to what the president promised several years ago. The president, as you note, has also suggested that he was not going to impose a tax in connection with the passage of this bill.
There you go. Professor Harry Hutchinson from Belmont University Law School, folks. A tax is a tax. Back from the break. Folks, as we go to a break, if you want to know what the Constitution actually says, I encourage you to get our Foundations of Freedom at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. And there's no better way to get the information you need than through the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, Jay Sekulow Live. Millions of Americans listen every day, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
I listen to Jay Sekulow all the time, so I'm learning a lot from Jay and from Jordan.
The ACLJ on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And we want you to have an important resource. free, our gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. The President of the United States is speaking now. Let's go to, here's what he said just moments ago.
I know there will be a lot of discussion today about the politics of all this, about who won and who lost. That's how these things tend to be viewed here in Washington. But that discussion completely misses the point. Whatever the politics, today's decision was a victory for people all over this country, whose lives will be more secure because of this law and the Supreme Court's decision to uphold it.
So there you have it, the president's signature piece of legislation affirmed by a 5-4 vote at the Supreme Court of the United States, written by Chief Justice John Roberts, not under the Commerce Clause, but under the taxing authority. We just heard from Professor Harry Hutchinson, who said this is a tax for doing nothing, which I thought was a great way of saying this. David French, the senior counsel for the ACLJ, is now in our studio here in our media center. Before I go to David, Jordan, what is the reaction you're getting from members of the Hill? I know congressmen are talking out. Are they stunned right now, or what's the reaction?
Well, I think that to them this underscores what may have been the case even if the individual mandate had gone today, is that they've got a lot of work left to do. That if that was the case, that they were ready to get rid of the other provisions to prevent this from going into force. And I think, you know, the message is clear from Mitt Romney, from Republicans, from conservatives, is that the only way, and the court's made that clear today, the only way Obamacare goes away for the rest of your life is through political action, legislative action, which would take a change in the U.S. Senate and a change in the White House. So, again, it puts the pressure back on the American people, the voters, all of you listening right now. It will be up to you. If you don't want the health care law, you can't rely on the court anymore. They're not going to get rid of it for you. And, of course, all the issues with it, the abortion funding, the HHS mandate, those will all have to be fought out separately. Those are cases unrelated to this.
That litigation still goes on, in fact, folks, so we're going to be hearing more about that. You heard from Harry Hutchinson, said this was a tax. You're being taxed for not doing something. You're doing nothing, and you're being taxed. David French, senior counsel for the ACL, just wrote a piece called The Most Deceptive Tax Increase in American History. David's in the studio here. David, I know what you wrote. What was the point of what you were saying here?
Well, the point is, the President of the United States, September 20th, 2009, in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, flatly denies this is a tax. He said in no uncertain terms, this is not a tax.
Yeah, we played it earlier. He said it. So, he doesn't apologize for it.
But what did the administration do right after this case is challenged? They go into court arguing that the only way it's lawful is arguing that it's lawful because it's a tax. What does the Supreme Court ultimately say? It's a tax. So they sold it to citizens as one thing. They sold it to the court as another thing. That's deceptive.
Yeah, and interestingly, Chief Justice Roberts signing with the liberal wing of the court, while Justice Kennedy, who everybody thought was going to be the swing vote, actually joined Justice Scalia, Thomas, and Alito, and they would have struck the whole law as unconstitutional. Let's go right back to our phones. David's going to stay with us as well. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, let's go to Irene calling in from New York on line 6. Irene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, guys. I think this is great for Mitt Romney. This will propel him to be the next president. Listen, Obama lied to us. This is a huge, massive tax. This has got to be kept up for the next 4 months. Obama lied. Huge tax.
Well, I mean, Mitt Romney's already come out and said it. I mean, we played it before. Do we still have that? We can't play that back now because we were getting it live. So Mitt Romney said it. He said the Supreme Court approved the constitutionality of it. They didn't say it was good law. And John Roberts doesn't get into whether it's good policy or not. How this plays out politically, we're going to see. Judges are a big issue also, and there's a lot of discussion about how that's going to play. Jordan, what's your sense? You've done a lot of presidential campaigns. How do you think it plays out?
Well, listen, I think it can definitely encourage the base of the Republican Party, conservatives, to unite. If you're a libertarian, if you're a social conservative, if you're Tea Party, to say this is it. I mean, if we really all don't like this law, you've got to unite behind the candidates who are pledging to repeal it. Mitt Romney pledged to repeal it. There'll be members of Congress who do. But the big outlying question is this. You will not feel the negative effects of this for the most part until 2014, until this, now we can call it a tax, goes into effect. The tax penalty goes into effect. And what we know in history, you look at Social Security, Medicare, yep, and Medicaid, I bet there's a lot of listeners right now who wouldn't like it if members of Congress were talking about getting rid of that. They don't respond well to even reforms of those programs. That's the fear, is if you don't get this done quickly through the legislative and political process, which I think means in the next couple of years, that's it. This is probably the law for the rest of our lives.
David, how do you say it? Now, politically here, I mean, it's going to also mobilize the Democratic base. This is the signature piece of his legislation. He basically, President Obama took his legacy on this, and he won today at the Supreme Court of the United States. I don't agree with the opinion, but you can't take that away from him. How do you think it plays politically?
Well, I think it directly depends on how much the base stays mobilized and gets out there and continues to tell the American people, this is a tax. This is a tax of thousands of dollars on some of the folks who are most struggling. And we're going to be putting up information on our website that demonstrates exactly how much money this is going to cost a household of four.
Yeah, let me tell you, if you're a household of four and your income is $30,000 a year, by 2016, you're paying an increased tax of $2,085. And then the president said during his entire campaign, he's not going to increase taxes, he's not raising taxes. Listen to this bite.
Let me be absolutely clear. If you are a family making less than $250,000 a year, if you are a family making less than $250,000 a year, you will not see your taxes go up.
All right, here's if you're a family making less than $250,000, your taxes are going to go up. Well, if you're making less than $30,000, or if you're making $30,000 and you don't want to be part of this individual mandate, your taxes go up $2,085. So this is going to be mobilization on both the right and the left here, though, David. I and Jordan, I want to get both of your opinions on this. Right and the left are going to be mobilized here. We'd be naive to think not.
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, the left is going to be incredibly encouraged by this, and a lot of people look at the Supreme Court as a seal of approval. And so what is going to be incumbent upon conservatives is to get out there, educate their friends, educate their neighbors.
As to what took place here.
Exactly. That there was a huge tax increase, a deceptive tax increase on the American people.
All right, Jordan, your sense?
Yeah, I think this is going to invigorate both sides of the aisle here. You've got a lot of people who are going to be, I think, say, you know what, everybody who was saying President Obama's wasting our time, this is illegal, it's unconstitutional, they're going to be throwing that in people's faces. I think it will probably make the election that much tougher, divide a lot of Americans. The question will remain, now that this is basically fair to call it a tax increase on the American people. No one can get away from that now when you're debating or talking about it. This is the question. Do you want to support a tax-increasing president? Basically, now what we could say is that the only thing President Obama did substantively during his first term in office when it comes to legislation is raise your taxes, and he raised your taxes on everybody, the rich and the middle class.
All right, so let me do this. Let me take one call here. Mary Ellen from Illinois. It's on line 5. She asks a very good question. Mary Ellen, very quickly, please.
I have a question. How is it that the fellow who did the stellar job our behalf at the Supreme Court could lose the case?
Yeah, well, Paul Clement is one of the best oral advocates of our generation. He's a phenomenal Supreme Court advocate. He did a great job, and the Solicitor General got hit very hard into not do such a great job. But I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I'll probably be saying it on Megyn Kelly's program this afternoon. It's don't judge cases. I told you all that. Do not judge cases by just the oral argument. There's a lot more that goes into it than the oral argument itself. So Clement did a fantastic job. The courts made the decision. We are a country of the rule of law. We respect the institution of the court. We disagree with the opinion. And at the end of the day, it's now the legislative process is going to be the way to fix this. And that means a different president for those that want to see this go. You'd have to get a different president, a different House and Senate, or certainly a majority in the Senate would have to be Republican. For those of the Democrats, you want to keep it like it is. That's the way it is, folks. Again, we're giving our Foundations of Freedoms away today. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I'll send it to you free. Support the work of the ACLJ. We got to really go after those mandates in court now. And to do so, go to ACLJ.org. You can donate online, and it's absolutely tax deductible. ACLJ.org. Jordan's coming up. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.